ballot campaigns don't have to get an official ruling from the state on whether petitions are printed on the right size paper with the proper type and layout before they start to collect signatures. But Republicans in the legislature want to make it a requirement, and that could have forced the union-led ballot campaigns to start over weeks or months into their efforts. Todd Cook is with the Protect Our Jobs campaign.
While not required, it seemed to be prudent.
The Protect Our Jobs amendment would preempt a right-to-work law in Michigan and block other restrictions on union organizing and fundraising. Another proposed amendment would guarantee the rights of home-assisted living workers to collectively bargain with the state. Both campaigns have until July 9th to collect the names of 320,000 registered voters. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, this is Rick Pluta at the state capitol.